Kelim Perek Dal Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues to be Magda the Din of Shivrei Kli Cheres. Ezi Gistro. What's considered a Gistro that we explained in the Mishnah Akodemis, that whereas a regular Kli, a full Kli Cheres and Nishbar, so there's one shear called Koinis Mashke, but the shear of a Gistro that got a crack in it, is the shear is when it has leaking from the Kli. It's a different shear. That's only by Shivrei Kli. What's called a Shivrei Kli? If there's a little chip on the top, that's already called a Shivrei Kli. Koshen it laws now. Even if only the handle cracks off, it's a cracked Kli. So a cracked Kli is already in a bad matzev. It's cracked. Once it's in a matzev of Nishbar, Sumela has a din of Gistro. It's not geschmack to take from place to place. It's not. It's a melo. Once there's et vos apsul of moitzi mashke, then the halach is tzais kli. Hoyebachidudim yoitzin. Let's say it has jagged edges. I'm not talking about a coffee cup that has a little bit rough edges on the top, so you make sure not to drink rubbing your lip against that part. We're talking here about a kli that was nishba on the top. And the top is now teeth that stick up. It's not equal on all the sides. A kli never breaks equally. So on some sides, the etzem kli is still intact. The sides that go up, the jagged edges, the shaila is how far up is considered in the kli to be metame. In the bottom of the kli, in the etzem kli, in the mug itself, that of course will be metame. Shaila is how far up. In the maisis azoi. Kolam akabal imo bezesim. We're going to learn now with the Rav's Pshat, which comes from the Rash. There's a ganz different Pshat from the Rambam, which we'll discuss in a minute. Kolam kabel ima bezesim, the chelek that goes up of the jagged edge is high enough that if you would put a zayis there, it wouldn't fall out. That means that the teeth are wide enough that there's coverage that things won't fall out. The zayis is a pretty big size, so pieces won't fall out. On that side, mitame b'mago. This word is difficult because the klicheres is only mekabel tumah from the inside, and we're talking about from the inside. If it touches the inside of the kli, it's mitame b'mago. Now, lecher it's tame because it's anyways in the ear space. The next words in the Mishnah is u'kenegdo, within the ear space of that section of the kli that has close together chidudim, but even where it's considered a toich, is mitame b'avir. So if it touches, it's also b'avir. The metame b'magov is only agav the sefer. V'chol she'eni mekabel imo kibazesim, if the jagged edges are separated enough that they can't hold on to something there and pieces the size of a zayis would fall out, so that's not a toich. If it's not a toich, so then metame b'maga, it's metame b'maga, however, ain't connected metame b'avir. It's not considered avir of a klicheres. Now, why is it metame b'maga? Because there's no such halacha by klicheres. If there's no toich, then it's not mitame. Klicheres is only mitame b'toich. So here the halacha is, the Mefarshim explain, that we're talking about it's a yad. It's a yad to the kli. There's a kli here. The gister is a kli. And it brings in the tumor. And yad of a klicheres is not mitame b'avir, it's mitame b'maga. We discussed this idea in Paragimel Mishnah Dalet, and over there was Mavur, that according to the Shita of the Ramban, the Rajman, the beginning of Perva Ha'or Varoitiv in Chulin, they hold that the Avir of the Klicheres is the place of the Klicheres that's Metame. If you have the part sticking up, which is only a Yad, so there the Avir of that part is meaningless. It can't be Metame Bavir. That which is a Yad is a transmitter of Tumah to the Etzem Kli. So it's metama like any other tumah. It's metama with the negia of the kli. So it's different than the kli itself, which goes bosor, and the chelek ha mekabel tumah is the avir, the toich, not the gav. That's according to the shita of the Ramban, the Rash. But Tosfos lamais in several places in Chas, nidah dav chavov, chulin dav chavdal, and elsewhere holds no. It says the yad is not going to be better than the kli itself. And kli cheres is not metam migavoi, so the bayad will be the same thing. It's not. There's no tumas negia. It's tumah b'toich, and there is no toich. So, it's not shaykh to be metam b'maga. See, you have to explain that the pshat in the Mishnah is not like we said. It's not that it's mekabel tumah the chidudin, but what it is that it if the kli cheres is tumah, it transmits tumah, Everybody's masking that a yad of a kli cheres can transmit tumah to something else. The Rambam over here has a different pshat. He doesn't learn that we're talking about chidudin, jagged edges on top of the kli. He learns we're talking about, you have a gistra, picture a large vase, a really big vase, and a crack. So now you have a big solid piece of shever, and it's big enough to hold the loig, whatever the shear is. So it's a gistra, it's a kli cheres, and it has a toich. Inside the vase, there were these little cubby holes in the vase. It's a big vase, so there's little nooks and crannies in the sides of the gistra. The gistra itself is mekabel tumah. The nooks and crannies, if there's enough space in them, they stick outwards, like little holes in the walls of the kli, and there are blitois that are outward. That's why they're called chidudin. And if they have enough space in them to be machzik zayis, so then we look at it just as more space inside the gistra. It's mekabel tumah with the gistra, whatever they did in the gistra, the sheretz falls in, etc. Masha'en kein, if the chidud, if that little nook, cranny, is small and it's not koil enough to have the size of a zayis, so we see that as just a piece that's boilet ha'chutzah. It's not really part of the kli. It's not really part of the toich of the kli, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah midrabbonon, and over here the Achrenim explained b'shit Rambam, they made a heker to only be metamed b'maga and not be metamed me'avir, which is something that you have in several places. The Dugmois, the Rambam uses this type of idea with something which is not a kli cheres hanitma midrais, only midrabbonon, so they were only metamed b'maga not b'avir. We have it in Perkei Mishneh Gimel. It's in Perek Hei Mishneh Yud, in Perek Zayin Mishneh Gimel, a few other places. So that's the Musig over here. What the Rambam holds, B'yachas to the Yenem Achleks, we discussed in Perek Gimel. Now the Mishneh goes weiter. Hoysa muto al tzido kemin katedra. The gistra, right, think of a vase that's broken in half. You have a big, nice piece. It's like a half, it's a semicircle. It's a half of a vase. And it's lying on its side. Katedra is a word that's used for, let's say, lying spread out in a wagon. So it's like lying flat. It's like a long oval shape. It has on its edge, we'll go back to the first pshat, the Rav and the Rash, jagged edges. Kolamakabel ima bezesim, if it has in it the jagged edges, that they're close enough together that it's considered it has a toich, zaysim are not going to fall out. Mitama b'magu connected mitama b'avir, like we said before. V'chol she'enim mekabel ima b'zaysim, if the edges are far apart, and it wouldn't, so it's mitama b'magu, then connected mitama b'avir. So this is really the same thing as the reish of the Mishnah. It's no chiluk between the two cases. Let's point out, the Rav makes this aura, that if you go back to Mishnah Aleph over here in Perek Dalet, there was a Shittas of Yehuda that a vase which stands upright, it splits in half, and now it's lying on the side, Kimin Katedra. Each part is not considered Dugma L'Shimushe Ha'ikri, the way it was, because it doesn't stand upright anymore, so it's not Mekabel Tumah. L'maisa, we pass the Chacham over there that holds Metama. L'maisa, it is Machzik. Can't be used to stand upright, but lying down flat, it has a clay kibu. So our Mishnah B'Stomis is going like that Shittas. Mishnah goes weiter. Shule kurfiois v'shule koisim hatzidonim. These are, again, broken pieces of pottery, gistrois, and they're the bottom of types of kelim that have a sharp bottom. That's what it seems like from the Mephoshim. They never stand by themselves. Picture like a tall vase, but not with a flat bottom that could stand by itself. Picture it has a sharp, pointy bottom. Obviously, it can't stand. It's going to have to stand on some type of base, or it's going to have to be held up by something. It's going to have to lean on something. So this is pieces of that. Afal pi, she'enim yichon leishiv shalom misumochim, even though they can't stand by them, they can't sit by themselves, they have to be held up, propped up. Tmeim, because that was the tzur of the kli, she'lekach nasim utchiloson. It was made not to stand by itself, to be propped up by somebody else. So when it broke, it didn't lose its tzura's kli. That is the tzura of this type of kli. Okay, the svar is a pashut svar. This halacha, by the way, is negeh practically. You have a kli with a pointy bottom. לגבי נטילס ידיים, שולחן אורך הרחיים קוף נון תסיף ה, כלי שאין עמד בלי סמיך הפוסל לנטילס ידיים. But if it's נאסה לקח מתחילה הווה כלי, נגוי נסמצאים, this didn't have שולי קורפיוס. משנה דלת, כלי חר שיש לו שולוש ספויוס.
Has three rims. Not sure what the purpose of it being made that way is, but it has three rims. The middle one is definitely the main compartment, and then there are two. There's a wall around that compartment. There are two other walls, but not much separate compartments like the candy dish that we were talking about earlier. It's just three rims, three gavs around the area in the middle. So the mice is azay. Where the pnimis is a defes, what it means is ima pnimoy defes. If the middle one is higher, so that means that defines the area in the middle, the wall in the middle is the wall of the etzem clay kibble. That's the toich is inside. Everything outside it is called the gav of the klicher. So therefore, akol tor. Doesn't mean, by the way, when we say akol tor, if something falls into the innermost, into the pnimia, rather that's tummy. But everything around it is the gav, and it's not metame if it fell in over there. Chitzaynoi defes, if the outer rim goes higher than the inner two rims, the pshaz, everything inside is the toich of the kli. The kli is the part that's higher. So everything is bechalal, so I call tummy. Everything transmits to him. On tzoyisoi defes, what happens if the middle one, I'm not sure why anybody would make it that way, but the middle one is higher than the other two. So memenevelefnim tummy, because that's called the kli, since it goes above the innermost rim, so hakol bichlal. Memenev alachutz toy, that's considered the gav of the kli. Hoyishavos, if all three rims are the same height, Rabbi Yehuda Omer cholkin ho emtzois. What he does is, since all three are equal, so then you see the middle one as the toich. The toich toichoy is the innermost circle. The one on the outside is considered gav akli. The chomem makol toy. He holds that Akol Tor is like the case we had before, where the chitzoyna, where the pnimis is a defis. The pnimis is a defis, and then only the pnimis is the toich. The other two are the gav. So over here also, if all three are the same height, we see the innermost one as the toich of the kli. The outer two are just the gav. This is the pshat according to the Rav, comes from the Rash. Rambam, shtenish dazoi. The Rambam argues Kanir on the whole premise. He does not mask him that you can have, based on the height of the walls, that different compartments, each compartment is a gav to the next one. It's three compartments. Similarly, we had earlier, we had like a tabla sheyesh belizves, it has a rim around it. So there's different compartments, what we call a candy dish earlier. It's the same thing. He says, the nidin over here in the Mishnah, zeh b'fnim mizeh, when do we look at it all as one toich, as one kli, that when something is metama one, it's metama the toich of the ganze kli, i.e. the whole thing, all three. That's the nidin. So that's the shal. The shal is, if the middle one is segregated, and it has its own height of wool, and it's blocked off from the other one, so it's not one kli. If the outer one, so then it is a kli. That's the nice in the Mishnah. But not that that the shaila of defining the different compartments. The one at the back is the whole compartment is the gav of the one inside. No, that is not masking. So one more nekuda is that the Rabbi Yehuda Omer cholkin or amtsayis when the height of the three rims are the same, is what that actually means is that the middle compartment, half of it is considered the toich, means the toich is the panimi mamish, and the inner part of the middle compartment is also considered the panim. It's interesting, you could divide up the two. Tfez Sol has all arichos on this. It's not clear from the Rishonim, but this is what it sounds like from the Achronim. The inside, the closer to the inside, that is the chelik panimi of them tzoi, is considered part of the toich hakli. And the half, even though they're not divided by a wall, there's no natural barrier between the two of them, that other half is considered the gav, because it's meshach shaychi to the outer compartment, which is the gav of the whole thing. Again, the Rambam's not asking to all this. Mishnah now finished off with one din, which is not meshach shaychi to any din we've had before. It's a general rule. Klicheres me'emesem mekablam tumu. What's the final product? Klicheres, you start like this. You start with a certain type of earth. The earth is formed into a shape. It's hardened. It has a final shape. It then goes through a process where it's put into, I think they call it a kiln, where it's hardened more by heat. And then you have to smooth it down, paint it if you want. That's the process of making klicheres. The shaila is what's called the final kli. Says the Mishnah, mishiyitzarfu bakivshon, when it's hardened with the heat. V'higma melachton, even though be'etzim there's a process afterwards of smoothing it down, sandpapering it v'chulei. That part is not. That's just a tesefes. To be machlik ulahashva isvoson. That's a tesefes, but the gemar melach is there before. L'maisa. In the sugi and beitzah daf lamed beis amid aleph mufarsh movie amid tzayin to it, it sounds like this din is not poshut. It's a machlokes tanoim. There is a shita according to the Tanur of Meir. Klicheres is mekabel tumah as soon as you form it into a kli, before when it has its final shape before the tziruf hakivshon. So what's kli adama? It's mufush that there's such a thing as kli adama. It's not mekabel tumah. The few what we just said in the Mishnah, kli adama is when it's hardened into a shape. But it wasn't refined and it wasn't hardened to have staying power al yidei the kiln, al yidei the kivshon. Mashenken, according to Rebbe, that's also metame. So what's kli adama that's not metame? Kli adama is taking blocks of earth and forming a shape, sort of like what the Mefarshim shelts with the kli evin, which is very primitive. And that's not a kli, even though it has a clay kibble, that's already not taking stones. You're not carving it out. Stone, nobody could carve it out. What you do is you just put together blocks and you form them into one kli kibble. That's not a kli. That's what kli adam is. What we just said is the way that Achronim understand Shittas Rashi and Beitza. Tosis Kanira is not maskim, because Tosis asks on Rashi that if according to Rebbe it's Mekabel Tumah before any type of heat hardening it, then it's kli adama. So he's not masking to the Hagdor that we just said. Taisa says, no, you have to say that there's a slight amount of heat, and that's what remains, but it's not mamish nitzav b'kishon. It's not a final product. So that's the chilik. But the Pshat and Rashi, l'chor, is ganz klar.